So we're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Resh Mem Ches, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're talking about if someone travels on Shabbos, whether by boat or by caravan. So now we segue from the first half of traveling by boat to Sif Dalad, Hayitzim B'Sheyor B'Midbar. Someone goes out with a caravan in the desert. Everyone knows that they have to desecrate Shabbos because of the danger. They're not able to stay in the desert on Shabbos by themselves. So 3 days before Shabbos, they're forbidden to go out on the journey because they're going to have to mechal Shabbos. But on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're allowed to go out and start that journey. So then afterwards, if it happens, a situation of danger, we start L'chal Shabbos, and they have to desecrate Shabbos, and they bekuach nefesh because they're saving a life. Mutter, and it's permitted, and there's no desecration. Boiler, Tisrael, if someone's going up to Tisrael, if he happens to find a caravan, a Philip Erev Shabbos, and even Erev Shabbos, given Bar Mitzvah, since the Mitzvah Erev is Yochel Ifrish, he could go and he could leave then. But now he makes up with them that they're going to stop for Shabbos. Now, if afterwards, when they're in the desert, they don't want to stay and spend Shabbos with them in the desert, then he can go with them out of the chum because of the safety of his life. Someone's going out with a caravan in the Midbar. Everyone knows they're going to have to be l'chal Shabbos, to desecrate Shabbos. And that's even a full basic rabban. Even if it'll just cause them to have to do a rabbinic prohibition, that's the Magen Ram name in the Rivash. So then, and because of the danger, so then, because you can't stay in the Midbar by yourself, so 3 days before Shabbos, we said, you're not allowed to leave yet. But, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so then it would be permitted to go out. Now, Kvaran is Baratam, we already explained the reason, Mishim Deim, the Kurma Shem Shabbos offer. Up until Tuesday, including Tuesday, that's still post the previous Shabbos. So you're not going to be careful now, Shloyeb Deil Chil Shabbos Abba, to be concerned about what's going to be desecrating the coming Shabbos, in contrast to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But if he knows definitively that he's going to come to Chil Shabbos, even on the first half of the week. Regarding this, that people rely on that they actually put themselves in danger a little bit, not to desecrate Shabbos, that it shouldn't be retroactively a prohibition that they left, because you can't really cause a definite situation of Chil Shabbos even from the beginning of the week. And if subsequently it happens, situation of danger, you have Shabbos, because we're nevish, and per minute, there's no chil, because you left in the first half of the week. What it means to say is, given the mail in this bab hadavar, since it just by itself, the situation caused lipsev at the end, uba einish, bekuach nevish, and beyond this control, the situation bekuach nevish, in kachil, it's not considered as if you're desecrating Shabbos. Pasha, it's obvious, according to everyone, that's forbidden them to guarantee the caravan when he makes up with them. That's going to help them with any malacha that they would have to do on Shabbos. Even rabbinic malacha, even though through that if he doesn't make up, he's going to help them, his trip is going to be canceled, because they're not going to want to partner with him. Even for a mitzvah purpose, because he's explicitly stipulating that he's going to mechal Shabbos, which is something that you can't do. If something only happens, then he can do that. But he can't make up that that's what he's going to do. Sivka and Chavchas. And we said, someone's making aliyah, then if he happens to find the caravan, then he can go even on Friday. Oh, so that's what Mishnah Berurah talks about. Yeshua, some say the Hainid Afka Deil is Yashba. That's only be going to settle over there. Yeshua, and the Philip and the Slahak says, some say, no, even if you intend to come back, the Lahalach Bahilach Arba Amis, just to go and walk over there, Dalar Amis, now we have a mitzvah, also a mitzvah. Specifically, according to what Ramah is leaning at the end of the siman in this comment, for sure this is also called Rav Mitzvah, and therefore you could go even if it's on Erev Shabbos. And Sivkan Chavtez, a place Gimam Lishbazin, you make up with them to stop for Shabbos. Here, sometimes we said it's not Makkah, but here making up with them is critical. If they don't agree to that, he's not going with them. So, like I explained, be'alacha nemaskel upaisik. So here, that would be critical. Now, if afterwards in the midbar they don't want to spend Shabbos with him, then Yochel Lechet Mechulu, then they could go with them out of the Tchum because of a Kruch Nefesh. In Misyari L'Sak of Amid, but that's if he's afraid to stay in the desert, maybe man encounter wild animals, or if he could by list, or he's going to encounter bandits, big some men of him, they're going to steal his animal, and he's not going to be able to walk by foot, and he's going to be in danger. They're going to take his money, but he's not going to be able to provide for himself in the desert. They're going to take his clothing and when it's cold. They're all included in the situation of a doubt. And then therefore he would be permitted to continue going with them. Out of the tchum. But then the same thing is, the 12 mil share, which is the raisa share, even that's permitted. Until he reaches a place, until he gets to a place that there's no more concern anymore of putting his life in danger. So you pardon him, and then he'll separate from them. And spend Shabbos over there. And then from that area, he has 2,000 namas in every single direction. Say that right. Now, the Bi'ah Locha that he referenced, says, look at Mishbur Sevkan Chavtas, that he wrote that here the Psika making up with them that they can have to stop for Shabbos Ma'akim. He says, and I don't have to tell you, according to the Magen Avraham, that he holds that also when you're going out on the boat, which the first half of this Siman and Shulchan Aruch, that making up to stop is Ma'akim for sure over here. It's going to be Ma'akim because the Halacha over here of Sivdal is learned from there. But he says, even according to the other Achrim that they hold that the Pesik over there is not Ma'akim, says to be Halacha, it would seem not to be lenient at all. Because anyways, many places on Mefakfig, on this Halacha of Sivdal, that Mechaber was just said, said just in general, and Ramah previously in Sefer Alef and Dagah, which is coming from the Shita's Rizal, which is a Tamua, which is a wonder, because how did they permit, because of Dvar Mitzvah, to cause himself to Mechal Shabbos with his own hands, even in the beginning of the week? If he knows that he's going to have to do Malach on Shabbos, how did they permit such a thing? This is, if you look into the Rif, you'll see that he wonders that even from Tchumen, we're going on a boat, which is Drabonan, how did they permit even from Sunday? So look at Rav Yosi that explained that's the opinion of the Rif Bamis to be machmer, if not that the boat is above 10 tefachim. And even in the Dvar Mitzah, why would that be permitted? And he says, although regarding going on a boat on the, by the seas with Rabbinic, so okay, there we hold Ladin Lahakal by the first 3 days of the week, like Ramah writes, or Dvar Mitzah within 3 days. But regarding Halacha Gibur, how do they permit such a thing? So he says, the Raza learns his halacha from a brisa that Ima Fligin Pachas Megibul Yam. But according to what many other Rishonim explained this brisa, there's no source for his halacha at all that should be permitted at the beginning of the week to go regarding whatever that it's going to cause at the end a situation of Chilas Shabbos. And therefore it comes out that if we know for sure that you're going to come at the end of Chilas Shabbos, it's forbidden even the beginning of the week. And those are the Reb and Lev holds like him, and the Magen Avraham quotes them, and he writes that even for Dvar Mitzah, there's no reason to be Mata regarding this, that you know for sure at the end you're going to come to Chilas Shabbos. So therefore, says the Be'alach, it seems clear that Psika over here, even my Dvar Mitzah, is Ma'akiv. Because if you don't make up with him, so that you have to stop in Shabbos for the caravan, for sure you're going to come to Chil Shabbos. And it's not similar to the case of going in the boat. We wrote in the Mishnah Berurah that their psik is nama akab, because there it's above 10 tefachim from the ground. And even if you're going to be lenient, also when it's beneath 10 tefachim, that's not going to be there in the boat, which only rabbinic, according to everyone, even by Yud Beis Mil, like the Rambam writes, because they're on water. Whereas over here, which are on dry land, the difference is to be halacha, there's no reason to be makom. The other that said, you allowed to go out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He says, and the night that belongs to Wednesday is considered within 3 days, according to this opinion, meaning it's already part of the time that's forbidden. Some of the dirshu number 15, says that he said that even if you know that you can have to do Issa Rabbanan, you're not allowed to go before Shabbos. Shuvas Rivash is brought that the Issur Rabbanan is, for example, the actual riding on the animal, which is Issur Rabbanan. And the Issur Taira, Pribagonim writes, that's, for example, Issur Tchumen, which when you travel more than 12 mil, or you carry Dalet Amos, these are things that you have to be concerned about when you're leaving for the desert. Dish number 16, we said, however, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is permitted, and even if they know that they're not going to get to the Midbar only on the Erev Shabbos, the Pinim Shlomo Zalman is, permit for them to go out of their house in these days, but you consider the timing when they're leaving, the moment they leave their house, even if they don't get the midbar only until Friday. So meaning, they left their house for the trip, from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, even though they only get to the Midbar on Friday. Mishnah number 17, Mishbru is being miyashuv that now people rely on that they put themselves a little bit in danger, not from Mechal Shabbos LaFreya. Even though that someone is machmer in a situation when there's concern of sakana, he's mischai benafshi, he's liable for your own life, you're not allowed to put yourself in sakana. So the Chubasik Yismesh explains that it's not over here, we're not talking about literally a chashash of a sakana, literally of danger. It's just by things that depend on the person's nature, that strong-hearted people don't consider this as sakana, whereas people that are not like this do consider it as danger, that even the Bedeh Klal would be permitted for those people that are afraid from their nature, Nuchal Shabbos, if they need to. However, when they go in the caravan, they make up in their mind, they're not going to be afraid, not going to be Chal Shabbos for this, so that they're not over Islam Afreya. Now, in spite of that, the fact that it was even Isser by leaving, because he went on the journey in a way that that for sure he's going to have to be have Pekuch Nefesh Deicha Shabbos, and what does it help that he's not going to do a Malacha? The actual leaving was a problem. And this girl explains, it's possible, that we're talking about the situation that he knows that if he's in a little bit of danger, it's possible that he won't have to do Chal Shabbos. If that's the case, so it was never forbidden for him to leave for the journey, because no issue to go on the journey, only know for sure he's mechal b'Shabbos. Now, if someone violates and he puts himself in the situation of pekuach nefesh, the kavod tzar is inclined that it's not permitted for him to be over an issue because of pekuach nefesh, because he put himself in the situation, and that wasn't permitted. Addition number 18: if someone goes out in the caravan 3 days before Shabbos, and after a day or two, he gets on his journey to a settled place. And this girl is not sure if it's permitted for him to continue on his way, or maybe that since he reached a yishuv, and it's within 3 days of Shabbos now, he's not allowed to continue on with a journey. And the Medai from the Mishbura later on said, enough that it's permitted. A soldier that has a mission that is a Safek Pekuach Nefesh, and he can go and he could do it on Friday instead of Shabbos, if Shabbos unruled, that if it's involved with a great effort, Mikadin, he's not obligated to do that and switch from Shabbos to Friday. Tishah number 19. Now, if there's a danger in the traveling, and also if that he's not going to have Parnas in Eretz Yisrael, and it's very difficult for him to live this difficult life, or he's concerned that maybe his children are going to go off into the off the derech, a bad path. So Pesach Chuvin Eben Ezra writes that there's no mitzvah, and actually forbidden to make aliyah. However, he adds on that traveling with young children is not considered as a sakana. So, meaning, although we're saying here regarding going to Eretz Yisrael, that's what Dishu 19 was going towards the Mishnah Berurah, that some say that even Manas Lahachz are going to Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah, but again, if there's a danger, or he's not going to have parnasa there, he's going to suffer, or his children might go stray off from the straight path, says then there's no mitzvah, and actually it's forbidden to go. Mishnah number 20, Mishnah said that even just walking down the Amos is a mitzvah. Now it's Davka, and he's having in mind to become the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. However, if he's traveling just for a tour, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that it's not clear if there would be mitzvah in the remains of the Tzarachim. Mishnah number 21, the reason why it's not mentioned that he has to take off parts of his clothing until it's possible so that he doesn't violate this sort of carrying those things out of the tum, even though according to Shittas Rif and Rambam, there's Issa Deraisa. Shlomo Zalman explains that the Issa Tumen regarding someone's money depends on the owner of the money. And since it's permitted for the owner of the money to go because of Pekuach Nefesh, his money also is drawn after him. And this heter is not only on what he's taking out as he's wearing it, but even what he's taking out with his hands is permitted. But he remains with Tzarchin on all this. And that's how it's written in Shabbos Meschel Yitzchak. Someone adds on, now for this reason, however, it's forbidden for him to go out dressed with his friend's garments, because another person's money does not get drawn after him. It's also discussed in the Sefer Torah. So you let this, another Shabbos Meschel writes, regarding soldiers that are traveling out of the Tchum for Hatzos Nafashos, it's permitted for them to take with them food and drink that they need, but not other things. However, they can take with them Svarim, and they can be mafkered from before Shabbos, and they should have in mind when they're picking it up for the Tzarech HaLimud, not to be zeichen them. So it sounds like he is concerned for a tchum. Nesker Elitz's opinion is that someone's going out for Pekuch Nefesh, it's permitted for him to take out whatever he's wearing, but other things, if you don't need Fatzal's Nefesh, it's forbidden to take it. However, if what it's being taken out is being done through a non-Jew, it's permitted for a Jew to take whatever he needs for Shabbos, if this Tzarech is considered like a Geder of Tzarech Mitzvah, because it's a Shavuos to Shavuos, a Tzarech Mitzvah. Look over there that he brings
like this, that regarding a non-Jew that takes out the things from the house to the car, and takes out from the car to the hospital, let's say when a person is going to deliver a baby, or he's bringing the car into the wall, into the garage of the hospital, that would be permitted. And the Bir Halacha, the Maskal Paisik, the Bir Halacha said that for Dvar Mitzvah, there's no reason to be matir if he knows for sure it's going to come to Chil Shabbos at the end. Now, in a situation of illness or Yisurim, for example, a sick person that needs an operation, surgery for a fracture or something like that, by doing the surgery during the week, it's going to cause Chil Shabbos. Well, Yashav ruled, it's possible that it's permitted to do the surgery. And even though Bir Halacha is Machmer, the Imfa Dvar Mitzvah is forbidden when you're doing Chil Shabbos, or with Makom Chil Yisurim, you could be more lenient. Regarding the Isser, Shlomo Zalman writes, it's possible that there's Isser Deraisa, because just like it's forbidden for a person to be Machshel his friend, to be Eber Isser, even though that for that person can be Oynis, so too it's Usser for a person to be Machshel himself, Mechal Shabbos Ba'Oynis. When it comes out over there, that's more logical, it's only Isser Rabbanan, because it's permitted to do circumcision on Erev Shabbos, even the Mila Shabbos Mano, we're not concerned that maybe afterwards you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos.